Good morning. It is 9:56 a.m. We are here today, June 24, 2019, in the OPA hearing room, Suite 907 of the DNA building in Hanagatna, Guam, for the pre-hearing of OPAPA 19-006, Flame Tree Freedom Center, Inc. versus the Guam Housing and Urban Renewal Authority. Presiding over the hearing today is Public Auditor Benjamin J.F. Cruz. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jared Hernandez and Vince Duenas. Will Appellant Flame Tree please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record? It's right in.
It's on, right? Yeah. Okay. Eddie Rages, President Flame Tree Freedom Center.
Thank you. Will Persons the Agency Gura please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Anthony Perez, Legal Counsel, present with Albert Santos, A&E Manager, and Greta Almo.
Thank you. We may proceed.
Thank you very much. I think straight off the top, I probably should acknowledge the fact that Mr. Santos is my former brother-in-law. And I will give everybody an opportunity at a later, within the time period before we have a hearing, to make any motions for my recusal if it is necessary or if it's necessary. Okay? I want to thank the parties. You complied with the initial motion deadline, and on Friday you filed a motion to dismiss. Was that served on you?
I received it via email from Ms. Greta, from GRU.
Okay, so everybody met the motion deadline from June the 21st. Then your opposition to the motion will be due on July the 1st. And the reply to opposition will be July the 8th. Tentative hearing date will be set for Tuesday the 9th at 10 o'clock. Okay. Will you be on island?
Yes, that works, sure.
Okay. For that motion. And Mr. Regis, if you wish to make a motion for my recusal, do so anytime within this period, okay?
Yeah, sure.
And the filing deadline for the hearing materials, which will be the exhibit list, the witness list, and admissions of fact, and list of issues, will be due on Tuesday the 23rd. The hearing briefs will be due on July the 26th.
I'm sorry about Mr. Cruz. Would it be possible, I'm going to be out filing for the 24th to the 29th, if any deadlines can either come prior to that or after that?
Okay, then the hearing brief.
If possible, like a couple days before, a couple days after I get back, maybe not the next day.
No.
August 2nd.
August 2nd
for the hearing brief.
Let's have the briefs on August the 2nd, and then let's have the hearing on the 7th. Okay. Give me the time to move.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. And we'll see who'll be sitting here on the 7th.
Hey, you guys issue like a scheduling order?
Yes. Sure. It'll be out this afternoon.
Okay.
All right. Did you have any other?
Yeah, I had just a question on the procurement file that was sent.
Yes.
Okay. When I reviewed the procurement file at GURA earlier during the month of May, there was was correspondence there from the executive director to the executive commission of Bureau regarding their recommendation on the award. And it's not included in this, and I would also request to get copies of the minutes as well as listening to the tapes of the executive commission meeting regarding this particular procurement package.
Well, I mean, for things outside the scope of the procurement record, he can FOIA those materials.
No, the entire procurement record needs everything in it,
right,
including emails between everybody.
Right. No, I understand regarding the correspondence and emails. We'll verify if we're missing anything. My understanding was comprehensive.
Okay. All right.
But we'll verify that. As to board minutes, normally require FOIA on that, but I guess we could just scan it to them.
I don't need to see the entire minutes, just that particular verbiage from the agenda, particular agenda.
Okay.
Just
that 2 pages. We'll get it to you right away.
Please. Having just taken the course and after the Supreme Court's decision on PBS, the complete record is absolutely imperative for a case to move forward, please.
Okay. Right. No, GURA has the complete procurement record. The procurement record that was submitted was the procurement record that was A, B, C, D, E, which was submitted in accordance with the 5GCA 5249. But GURA does have the complete procurement record. I'm saying for a submission for an OPA appeal, we comply with the 5249 A through E.
Okay. Make sure that everything that petitioner needs is in the file. Okay. And I don't want to have to be doing a FOIA.
Done enough from you.
Yeah. All right.
A couple of things, or just one other thing, actually. For expedite or simplify the issues for the hearing, my thought, and Mr. Rages can speak to this on his own, is this is a legal arguments. I don't think there's any real facts in dispute. I think all the documents submitted by both Mr. Rages and Gura speak for themselves. So I don't think there's any admissibility issues. So I think we can really streamline this hearing process.
I'm hoping. That's why we were hoping to have this all done the month of July. But I guess we'll move it as quickly as possible. All right. Yeah, no, I understand that the issue is actually quite simple, just on whether or not it should have been a nonprofit.
Well, actually,
and the solicitation at right, the date.
Yeah, so the three issues are whether he's properly certified as a nonprofit, second, whether his bid was reasonable, and third, whether he complied with the protest requirements, which is the basis for my motion, but also discussed in detail in my agency answer.
Okay. All right. So I'll be awaiting the response, and you'll provide him with all the other things in the procurement file that he needs.
We'll get it, yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
We're off the record at 10:05 a.m.